It's Wednesday, August 24th, 2011, in Oroville, which continues under a cloudy sky, hoping for some good rain. A thunderstorm is predicted with 50% chance for rain today and 90% chance tonight. Today's high is 32 degrees Celsius, dropping to 27 degrees tonight. Southwesterly winds 13 to 24 kilometers per hour. So we offer an interview and some announcements. Featured today is an excerpt from an interview with Dr. Peter Choate of Mount Royal University in Canada. He's a clinical social worker specializing in child protection. This is Peter's fourth visit to Oroville. He's involved with shedding light in the area of child abuse. Listen to the interview in its entirety on Oroville Radio in the next few days. Turning on the light in a dark room is what it's all about, isn't it?
Secrecy is the greatest ally that sexual abusers have, because they work hard to keep the secret. Mm-hmm. And if we break the secrets, mm-hmm. we take away their biggest tool. What has fascinated me is I have met here in Oroville, in terms of teachers, people from the Village Action Group, people from CPS, people who believe deeply in what the mother and Sri Aurobindo talked about in terms of the development of children. And so when we talk about these issues, I'm really impressed with, while they are keen to talk about these issues, they also do not want to lose sight of what the integral yoga was about and mm-hmm. what that means to the development of children. So that really is the focus. And then being able to deal with these forces that are contrary to it. But to stay focused on what the integral yoga was about, to stay focused on the development of the child, to stay focused on creating this human being who is going to fulfill who they are through an appropriate upbringing, as opposed to shifting the focus away from that and talking about the problems. The problems, what impressed me was, yes, we need to deal with the problems, but we must not lose sight of why Oroville exists, why we have children in Oroville, why the integral yoga matters to children. So that has really impressed me a lot. The other thing that has really impressed me is I met teachers from both Oroville schools and the Village schools who are quite prepared to talk about these issues. But at the same time, they too say, but we must not lose sight of why it is we're teaching. And that, you know, is magnificent in its beauty, because in the West, we can get very focused on talking about what's wrong, and we lose sight of what's right. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's better if we look at what's right, and then deal with the forces that are contrary to what's right.
Tonight, Wednesday the 24th, at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, enjoy a contemporary Indian jazz concert featuring Amit Eri from Bangalore on guitar. Amit is one of the country's biggest names in jazz fusion music. His passion for music earned him a scholarship at the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston, where he studied jazz and composition. Amit will be accompanied by Matt Littlewood on sax, Mishko Mba on bass, and Manoj Bardhan on tabla. An obituary notice for Erica Schumacher, who lived in Oroville from 1993 until 2001 in the community of Surrender. Last March, she celebrated her 90th birthday, and yesterday, in her home in Germany, amidst many friends and her son, she made the transition, passing into the light. Here in Oroville, Erica gave love and wisdom unstintingly to anyone who came to her feeling low in any way. She will be remembered by those who came in contact with her. "Don't do it" comes often, but we discard it as something which has no power and then follow our own impulse of destiny. But if one is truly sincere in his will to find and live the truth, then we learn to listen better and better, learn to discriminate more and more, even if it costs an effort, even if it causes pain, one learns to obey. And even if one obeys only once, it's a powerful help and a considerable progress on the path. That's from the mother. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Miriam, Yahlom, and Chloe. If you have questions or comments, OrevilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.